This weekend, some of the nation's best baristas go latte to latte in Seattle. It's the fourth annual U.S. Barista Championship. And in case you don't know, a barista is the high-priced name for a person who brews all those high-priced drinks, espresso and cappuccino in those coffee franchises with European pretensions. In the run-up to the Battle of the Baristas, reporter Stuart Cohen found out what it takes to make championship coffee.
If you're looking for a good cup of coffee,
a small latte on the bar.
And I mean a really good cup of coffee. Forget about any of the big national chains that seem to be at every street corner or strip mall around the country. No, instead, go see someone like Washington, D.C.'s champion barista.
Sound of the grinder and the clicking and clacking of the tamper and the portafilter, and it's beautiful.
Ryan Jensen works at Murky Coffee on Capitol Hill. At the recent Southeast Regional Barista Competition in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, he took first place.
Coffee is coffee. A lot of the people that are competing, they know coffee. They know how to, they can make a killer cappuccino. They can make a killer shot of espresso. But there's a lot of points that are on presentation.
In competition, each competitor is expected to create what organizers call a five-star coffee experience. So there are judging categories for presentation and appearance, too.
Because this isn't just some of your everyday baristas, you know, showing up and making cappuccinos. If someone can drop a cup and all of a sudden, that's it.
Like any legendary success story, the hero always has a great mentor, a guru behind the scenes who teaches him everything he knows and pushes him to be the best. Rocky had his crusty old boxing manager, Mickey, and Ryan Jensen has Nick Cho.
There are very few people right now who are doing coffee and espresso at that ultimate level, or even trying to.
Cho is the owner of Murky Coffee's two shops in Washington and a self-proclaimed coffee geek.
We're in the third wave of coffee. The first wave was kind of your mass-market Folgers and Maxwell House. And the second wave of specialty coffee is your Starbucks and Caribou-type chains.
And the third wave?
Basically, let the coffee finally have a voice.
In its short history, the U.S. Barista Championship has been dominated by the coffee mecca of the Pacific Northwest. But that doesn't worry Ryan Jensen. And for coffee geeks like Nick Cho, once the competition's over, that doesn't mean it's time to relax.
Where the real competition happens is, you know, behind the espresso bar every day. And there is almost a holy grail of espresso that we're all kind of striving toward. One of these days, someone will reach it, and the goal is consistently making espresso that tastes the way fresh ground coffee smells, that sweetness and that aroma. That's what we're trying to capture in the cup. Espresso, we always say, is the essence of coffee. It's the soul of coffee.
This weekend's winner will represent the U.S. at the World Barista Championship, also held in Seattle, next month. An American has yet to win that one.
Double espresso macchiato.
For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Washington.